This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Floodwaters still haven't receded along many stretches of the Missouri and Mississippi rivers in the Midwest, the remnants of catastrophic spring storms. Already, the federal government is estimating billions of dollars in damage, but those costs continue to climb, and it's been difficult to assess the full extent of the damage. Marketplace Hub reporter Peggy Lowe of KCUR reports.
In Atchison County, in the northwest corner of Missouri, Rhonda Wiley and I head out in a pickup.
Emergency management. Thank you, sir. Yeah.
Wiley is director of the county's emergency management. We need to clear a checkpoint to get access to U.S. 136, most of which is covered in water. It's been that way since March.
As you can see, there's our soybean pile.
The huge soybean pile, Wiley points out, is on fire. Its tall black plume of smoke can be seen for miles. The 650,000 bushels of surplus soybeans piled outside a commercial grain elevator got soaked by floodwaters. The beans rotted, which creates its own heat. Then that decay, mixed with the summer sun, caused the beans to spontaneously combust. The pile's been burning since mid-July.
It's condensed quite a bit. But it's, it's just kind of like charcoal.
It's also like nothing anyone in the local area has ever seen before. Fire officials decided the safest way to manage it was to just let it burn.
It just keeps burning until it's ashes. So.
The soybeans are owned by Gavilon, a commodity management company based in Omaha. The fire is just the latest chapter in a disaster that has closed roads, ruined homes, and swamped farmland, leaving only sand behind. Missouri Governor Mike Parson says it's difficult to tally all the damages from the floods.
These fields that are out there for farmers have not been cleaned up yet. We still got highway systems that are down. We don't know what that effect is. You got a lot of small towns out there that hadn't been able to do business for months now.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says the cost of rebuilding damaged levees so far, mostly from Omaha south to Kansas City, is nearly $2 billion. Assistant Secretary of the Army for Civil Works, R.D. James, told lawmakers during a House committee hearing on Capitol Hill in July that he didn't know when federal funds would land in their districts.
Doggone it, the rivers are still just so high, there's not a lot of work we're going to be able to do.
Emergency management head Rhonda Wiley's facing the same problem in Atchison County.
We're not going to be able to get in there and assess homes and assess damage because there is no way to get there except by plane.
Wiley says she's now seeking up to $5,000 in grant money to buy drones. In Rockport, Missouri, I'm Peggy Lowe for Marketplace.